Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us this day. Now, we always encourage you to make these 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, part of your weekday life. But I just want to just say a word. There's going to be those days that you miss it. There's going to be days that even though it's 5 minutes, you can't find the time, or there's going to be times that you listen to it and you're totally zoned out. I would just encourage you, don't beat yourself up. Don't get down about it. Just the next day, pick up where you left off. And there's something about when you do something daily that over time it has compound results. And so thanks for making this part of your daily life. And as always, if you find these encouraging, please share them with the people that are in your circle. Since summer started, I've been working through the He Reads Truth app. And the daily devotions have been out of the book of Acts. And Acts is an incredible book. It describes when the church first started. And when the church started, it started with just a few people, but over time it began to explode and it began to impact the world around them. So much so that when I got to Acts chapter 13, it was just an amazing chapter. Because in Acts 13 so far, the church has really been focused on Jews, but now in Acts 13, Paul and Barnabas are being sent out from the church, and their mission is to go to the outer parts of their known world and to take the gospel for to everybody else. And so Acts 13 is a pretty amazing moment because you and I are able to connect in the church because Acts 13 happened. And so as I was looking at this, I was asking the question, well, what was so unique about this? In other words, can God do that in my life today? And could God do that in your life? And could God do something great in you in our church? And as I begin to look at Acts 13, there's several conditions that happen, but one really intrigued me. And here's what it says, Acts 13, verse 1. Now they were in the church at Antioch. They were in the church at Antioch. They were in a place where they could hear God speak. And I think that's huge. I think that's foundational. Sometimes when we get disconnected from church, or we get disconnected from a small group, or we get disconnected from the spiritual influences in our life, we begin to drift and it becomes very difficult. I think in my own life, it becomes very difficult to hear the voice of God and to discern the will of God and to have just the tangible arms of God wrapped around us when we're not in a place where God speaks. And so in Acts 13, Paul and Barnabas were plugged into the church. And the focus of the church wasn't a building. It wasn't some program. The focus of the church was on the presence of Jesus. Jesus himself said in the Gospels, if two or more are gathered in my name, I am in their midst. So it's all about putting ourselves in a place where we can be near, where God speaks among the people of God, where the presence of God is all around us. I heard a pastor say recently, and I really thought it was a compelling statement. He talked about how he loved the local church, and he said this, the local church saved me from myself. And as I started thinking about that, I thought that's so true in my own life. The local church, what it did in my own life is it informed my conscience. That week after week when I came to church and I was plugged into Sunday school and small group, over time, my conscience was shaped, and a well-shaped conscience becomes an anchor for the rest of our lives. The church also instilled within me a sense of purpose. I remember in the church around godly people where I would hear people say, God has a plan for your life. There's something he wants to do in you and through you. I learned that purpose through the church. It was also in the church that I've built some of the longest lasting friendships that have stood the test of time in the local church. It's also through the church that I was exposed to the activity of God around the world, that God is doing something around the globe that we can be part of. And it's through the church that I also learned to serve others and to give to others. So I want to encourage you today, if you're struggling, or maybe you've just got some questions, or maybe there's some hopes that can God do something in you and in me like he did in the book of Acts, I would say connect yourself to a place where God speaks. And obviously we love Sugar Hill Church. We absolutely love and love the presence of God among us. We love all of our small groups, but I would say find a place that you can plug in and be where God speaks. Today, I want to encourage you to pray about that. And also, as you pray, would you please take a moment and pray for our high schoolers? Our high schoolers are at camp this week, and it's a great, great week, but we're praying that God will do something amazing among them. Thanks for joining us in praying. If there's anything we can pray for you about, feel free to send us an email at pray@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would love to lift that up. But have a great day, and we'll see you back here on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.